This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Woodhaven Retirement Community. Patient first name is William Timozyk, Timozyk. Date of birth is 10-17-1944. Date of evaluation is 6-21-2022. HPI history page. Complaints are psychiatric re-evaluation upon readmission from hospital. Here patient was admitted back to nursing home on Risperdal, 1 milligram twice a day. History of present illness. This is a 76 years old, this is a 77 years old male who is familiar to our service. I reviewed evaluation done by PA Mark on April 26, 2021. Patient was on quetiapine at that time, and it appears that he was switched to Risperdal probably by medical team for management of his behaviors. Patient has been reported to be agitated, aggressive, pulling drawers out of pulling drawers out and throwing them on the floor. It appears that patient's condition has significantly declined. He was very confused, unable to hold meaningful conversation, and has trouble finding words. Staff reports that they are considering a hospice referral. Patient is totally dependent on staff for ADL care and nutritional needs. No aggressive behaviors or delusional thoughts during my evaluation. Review of systems, no changes in body system except as reported above in interval history. Next paragraph, please bring forward as psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on April 26, 2021. Under medical history, add diagnosis of cerebral infarction, cerebral atherosclerosis, occlusion and stenosis of left middle cerebral artery. Under current medications, risperidone 1 milligram twice a day, prescribed by medical staff, next paragraph, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 75, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, very confused, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying and bad speech, soft, trouble finding words, difficult to be understood, mood unable to assess, thought processes severely confused, associations illogical, thought content, no reports of any suicidal or homicidal thoughts, perceptual disturbances, unable to assess, at this time. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent and remote, impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, assessment plan dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, with behavioral disturbance of 0.2.81. Number 2, psychotic disorder delusion due to non-physiological condition of 0.6.2. Plans, patients is being referred to hospice due to decline in his condition. May consider decrease in risperidone dose if patient remains free of any psychotic symptoms and aggressive behaviors, in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications, period. Procedure code 99325 under supplemental administrative. Check common side effects of antipsychotics, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.